WAUK and the Shar, the new kids on the radio block. And that block...
Everybody.
Welcome back
to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. That over there is Brian. Gotta unmute myself after the break. Sorry about that.
Okay. Scaring me, buddy.
Yeah. Oh. I could see the little rush of excitement in your face as you're like, oh, crap. Oh, yeah.
Do you see the rush of excitement when I'm playing this song right now?
Yeah.
Because you know what? He just came back. And you know what I'm going to do?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to go on vacation. And guess what? Tomorrow and Friday and Saturday, nobody's going to be able to message me or send me a messenger or tell me that the station's not right or anything, because I'm going to be in the North Woods and I won't have a signal. So I'm probably going to either have some sort of anxiety attack because I won't know what's going on, or I'll finally just let it all go and not care because I can't.
Do that. Turn off all the notifications. That's what I did last week, and I highly recommend it. Well-deserved time off, buddy. We're going to cover the January 6th hearings that are scheduled for tomorrow.
At this time. Well, right now. Yeah, it'll start at 2 o'clock tomorrow. We're going to carry it live. Evan's going to be your board guy for that whole situation. And then the Devils will jump in once they are at break and also once they are back from break.
And you're going to magically get carried off in the North Woods. You go missing for a couple days. So Monday through Wednesday, I'm just planning to be without you as well.
That's all right. Well, you're going to be without...
You're going to be lost in the North Woods.
Yeah, you're going to be without Dueling Tangents tomorrow, though, for sure, because the January 6th hearings are going
to
continue.
I'll be standing by to give live commentary, though, for any of the commercial breaks and everything. So we'll be your news source for the January 6th Select Committee's hearings tomorrow. A couple other quick headlines, Brian, before we jump into the Marquette University Law School polling, which I know you're going to get into.
We've hung on a little rojo here for a little bit here.
We have, and I was like, I don't know if we're going to do a little rojo or a lot of rojo, but our callers wanted to talk rojo too, so you know that's what.
You know, we're here to please you, and our tangents are. I had many thoughts. I woke up in the middle of the night and had to go to the bathroom, and I was like, screw that, Ron Johnson.
No, see, Ron Johnson wants to downplay it as a non-story, but
it's nothing. It's not a big story at all. It's just the fake electors that, you know, overturn the election.
No, but a couple of important notes. The Wisconsin legislature gaveled in and out of special session called by Governor Tony Evers to overturn the 1849 abortion ban that is on the Wisconsin books.
Did anyone else show up besides the gaveler?
As far as I'm aware, it was the person that gaveled in and gaveled out. Now, I believe one person has to be there besides that person to motion for it. And so there was at least two Republicans, but I doubt most of them were back.
This isn't I have a different idea or a different way to deal with this, or hey, I think this is... No, it's just a gavel in, gavel out. Complete and total disrespect, because they've done this about 10 times. If you ever hear anybody from the legislature, your representative or anybody's representative, complain that, oh, Tony Evers never wants to work with us and Tony Evers never talks to us. They've gaveled in and out 10 times when Tony Evers has tried to deal with things or asked the legislature to deal with things that have to do with, I don't know, elections and, you know, crime.
Gun violence.
And gun
abortion,
violence and racism.
COVID-19.
All the things that people have an issue with, these... The Republican legislature has gaveled in and gaveled out because they would rather do nothing this entire year, because they gaveled out in February because they are lazy and have no good ideas. Oh, wait, they're not lazy. They're willing to work hard to go and spread a big lie so they can get campaign donations from the Trump faucet.
Yeah, they know to spread lies on elections and they want to cut taxes, but Evers won't sign that. So they got nothing else to do.
But Evers won't work with us.
But here we go. Let's get into some of the numbers, the top-lying numbers, and we'll dive in deeper either later this week or sometime early next week for this Marquette University polling that dropped today. Because for Ron Johnson, his favorable rating, Brian, is 37%.
Wow, that's really...
37.
See, I saw someone complaining, like, oh, Biden, 35%, ha-ha. Yep.
His unfavorable rule? Unfavorable number?
Uh-huh.
46%. So he's underwater 9 points on favorability. And he is looking to be reelected this fall by Wisconsin voters. It's a pretty tight race. We were not going to have time to go into all of the head-to-head numbers for the leading candidates on the Democratic side of the election.
Who's the number one? Who would probably win, according to this poll?
It looks like Barnes is still leading the polling. Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes is leading the polling in the Democratic field. But the important thing to look at is, okay, after Democratic primary, when you want to do the head-to-head numbers for these candidates.
These people versus Ron Johnson individually.
Versus Ron Johnson. Yeah. And of the top four candidates that the Marquette University Law School polling had, Mandela Barnes, current lieutenant governor, yep, current state treasurer Sarah Godlewski, and Outagamie County executive Tom Nelson all beat Ron Johnson in head-to-head numbers by a couple points. Within the margin of error, but they're leading the incumbent U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. The other head-to-head of the four, Alex Lazary, is actually down a couple points. So he and Barnes are kind of in lockstep at the top of that Democratic primary.
Brian, so even though Barnes and Lazary are leading what the polling is for the primary, on a head-to-head, Barnes, basically everybody does better than Ron Johnson than Alex Lazary. It seems that
Alex Lazary,
a rich guy going up against a rich guy, isn't going to work as well as we would have hoped. And again, I'm not saying that against Alex Lazary. I'm just telling you what the polling is telling you.
Yeah, that is what the poll says. That's not
I'll take any role of Ron Johnson, but yeah.
Yeah, so that's the polling there. And then the other top line from the Marquette University Law School polling is the favorability for Governor Tony Evers, who is running for re-election as well this fall. He's got a 48% approval rating. So kind of par for the course what the governor has been experiencing
lately.
That's
far above what Ron Johnson has gotten.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, only 2 points off a 50-point approval rating.
Do they do favorability on Voss and LeMahieu or Republican legislature at all? Sorry to throw that at you, though.
No, I didn't get to dive too far into that, Brian, but there is an interesting update from CPAC that you want to talk about. The Wisconsin legislature, and I'll look into the polling. We'll share that with the audience a little bit later. I don't have the numbers in front of me. But CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Committee, has ranked the Wisconsin GOP lawmakers second most conservative in the nation.
Well, you know what? When you do nothing, that's really conservative because you're not
changing
anything.
When you work 2 out of the 12 months of the year, that's a super conservative. It's like hibernating almost the rest of the year.
Honestly, unless you repeal laws, you couldn't be more conservative.
Yeah, it would be.
They will ride whatever it is into the ground until they're forced to change it. And then they'll complain that they don't have the thing they had before.
Guess which state they trailed? The only state that's more conservative of a legislature than the Wisconsin GOP.
North Korea.
Florida.
Wow. Florida, the gay state? Are you kidding me? Seriously?
Florida is the only most conservative legislature. Not talking about the whole state as a whole.
I was going to say.
Just the legislature.
And we all know that, thanks to gerrymandering, that doesn't necessarily always reflect the will of the people. Anyway, this has been Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian, that's Luke. It's great stuff, right?
Yeah, stay tuned for the Devil's Advocates. We got a terrific guest host coming up this next
Kristen
hour.
Kristen Bry is coming on. Then you got Dom.
So stay tuned.
Kristen Bry for the first 2 hours, then Dom.
And Dom. And tomorrow we will be the center of your coverage for the January 6th Select Committee hearings. So tune in then. We will talk to you later.
As of now, it's at 2 p.m. That could change because they've gotten some more information.